This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kahmo?
Abashabanabalu.
He's an actor, a film director,
say hello to my little friend,
a motivational speaker, a musician.
I'm the man up in this piece.
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Modupi, aka Kahmo.
Mina ngiyothe sikasi ngithanda ukuzibhomela namagenge kasisinomo sanje sibele sishela abantwana basikasi amafleet. Hello nice, shapi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Zabtebirara, tekizakaza. Man, I love Wednesdays. I just love Wednesdays because I get to hang out with you guys. I get to hang out with my favorite people. I get to hang out on CliffCentral.com, and the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi. And you can always catch the podcast on CliffCentral.com. Yeah, this is the show that we talk about anything that you find uncomfortable to talk about, right? A lot of people don't want to talk about certain things. And today we are talking about the most uncomfortable conversation, which is money. Money is always such an uncomfortable thing to talk about, whether it's lobola, whether it's a how much you're going to pay me, whether you're negotiating with your boss, whether you are negotiating with your child even, or sometimes with your wife. So I'm hanging out with Olka Mulapo. This guy is just an amazing guy, and we're going to be talking to him, and we're going to be talking about money. So you can send all your questions that you have about money and credit and all that stuff. I'm also just dumb when it comes to money, but I want to get to learn something today. You can send all your questions to Kagiso Modupi on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook, and Olka Mulapo will be able to answer all your questions. Let's just talk right after this.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi. Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
We're back from the ad break, and thank you for hanging out with us. The show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi, aka Kahmo. That's what people call me. Mangang bisngo Kahmo, then I'm like, yeah. This guy doesn't know me. This guy doesn't know me. And you know, as usual, I'm just hanging out with Vanessa, my co-producer here, who's always just on the show. Pesalahlele boma 5 cents nyana, and then she walks out, and then she does her own thing. I don't get this thing, man. But it's CliffCentral.com. Today we're talking about money. But before we talk about money, we've got our guest here, which we're going to be spending an hour with him. His name is Olka Mulapo. I know him from where? Way back. I mean, I can tell you so much about this guy. He was a runner. You know, he's doing radio now. He's doing films. This guy is just doing everything now. And zonke bonke. Usa chola man.
Usa chola singegilo.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me in the show.
Yeah.
And to your listeners as well. Hala hala, jovicho.
Hala at your mama.
Hala hala hala.
Hala at your mama. you're trying to be serious. You get here, white shirt, jeans, brown belt. You're like, hey, yes, my name is Olka Mulapo. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I'm sure you asked me to spa now. Committing by MC, and manje we are busy.
Goopies.
All the way, Baba.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself, man. Tell us about yourself for the people that don't know you.
Olka Mulapo. I'm Olka Mulapo. The only thing that I can tell you about me, guys, is good kenna. He's told I'm this position because of Kagiso himself. We've been spending a lot of time together, and a certain element of talent that I have. It's a special talent. I can act. I can I can be on radio. I'm good at that. And yeah. I did not want to find myself in this position. And he kept on saying, no, man, come. People must know about you. Come.
Yeah.
Then that's how all this thing came about. Look, Alkam Lapo grew up in Kwatema.
Yeah.
Dusty roads of Kwatema. And
why need dusty? Why need dusty? If it has Buyema Plaza, why need dusty?
No, Pega, Mamela.
I don't like this dusty.
They just bought in Lugubo Manje. You know, this is the place where he's staying. It's one of those places. It was built just now.
Yeah.
So Aksinda was serious. So unaletene was caught ukuthi uphume Thema phela ngikhule naye anqola ah hlalamba she mina nimazi nje sikugagiso kahmo sen mani yasho ikahmo kahmo kahle kahle to tell the people the truth,
yeah.
The people who are calling you kahmo,
yeah.
They don't know you.
Well, actually, I think we are here to talk about all Kamulab.
Yeah, well, okay.
And credit,
okay,
ne?
Okay,
and credit,
okay.
Ne? Yeah. Because I start exposing things. Me.
Okay, I started. Kolo, I went to Khorokhang, and from Khorokhang to
Mapedin.
Yeah, Kimopedi, Kimrahish, Kimrahish, what race, what a hunt.
You just became Pedi by default because we were Sante Luther.
Never.
Yeah.
And then from there, Pulong, and then went to varsity, studied communication science.
Yeah.
And then for some strange reason, I found myself a credit controller and became a credit controller manager. And all of a sudden, I'm doing BCom, and what am I doing here?
Yeah.
And the thing,
it
keeps on growing.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it's good that I've done that, because now at least I'm having something solid that I can fall back on if things in communication don't work out right. You know, they're working out right. Yeah.
I hear you. So you credit control manager. I think I'm just going to jump into this thing. We'll always just keep going back to you and doing all that stuff. I mean, this credit control manager, a tool quip.
Tool quip and allied. Yes.
Toolquip and Allied.
That's the name of the company, yes, that I'm currently working for. Yeah.
What does a credit control manager do, Joe?
Look, you manage a whole lot of things. One manager is a manager, and that's it.
Everyone, yeah, manager. Manager.
Oof, you're a manager.
Yeah.
It's something that you're managing. So let's say credit control. Let's talk about credit control.
Yeah.
It's all about controlling the credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but so what is controlling credit? What happened is I had an opportunity to work with consumers as well as corporate. Currently, I'm strictly focusing on corporate. Corporate is a higher level of credit control.
Yeah.
This is where the customers, they will apply and you'll have to check their credit score and if they qualify to get this. But it's more interesting when we talk about consumers, because right now a lot of consumers are listening.
Yeah.
So and you monitor their credit on monthly basis, and if they default, you need to understand why they default, and you reduce their credits, you block them, you blacklist them depending if they pay or they don't pay.
Who are you?
Who are you
to blacklist me? But
you must remember something good. You and I, once you come to me and then you...
I didn't come to you.
You came to
you
me.
You just blacklisted me, Jay.
I'm not going to just blacklist you, Jay. There's no Jay in Mkabini.
Yeah.
There's
were
no
you there when I was buying my car?
Yeah, look, I was there because I'm the one who went through, who sat down with you and we went through your contract. And I told you the terms and conditions of the contract. And I told you, look...
Wait. Let me just get this right now.
Yeah.
Who are you now? Are you the credit controller or are you BMW?
When I'm a credit controller, I am BMW. What does that mean? It means I am representing BMW. So I am BMW.
So you are BMW,
yes.
You are home loans, you are all of these things, you are furniture.
Yes.
I'm there.
These things cannot talk, so I talk on their behalf.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's where
things,
I come in.
Yes.
They cannot talk, they are not alike. And when I just see this car, you want to take this car, you want to own this car,
yeah.
But there is a process, that is where I come in.
Right.
I facilitate that process. I make sure that you understand exactly what you are putting yourself into.
Yeah.
And at that time, because of excitement, you say everything is right.
Nyachat.
Uyebo.
Funivura.
Yebo, wena funivura.
Hamangavura.
Yeah. Funivura pa, which is number 7.
Yeah.
I was also ngachu yasha, baba.
Oh, mayenzelani kazi.
If 5 years, akusi papa nenyama.
Mayenzelani kazi.
Petrol yakubuka.
I'm sebenzi.
During that time, mausai now, excited. Petrol is 13 rand a liter.
Yeah.
17 rand manji.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Yeah. Let's cut this with everything's not important until... Until month end comes, you must pay that car.
Until I don't have the money to pay
until
for it.
Until you don't have the money.
Until you start calling me.
Absolutely.
Right. I want to break this thing down because I think this is a very interesting topic. I want us to break it down into segments, right?
Yeah.
Where first we talk about how do you determine if I qualify for something?
Okay.
Yeah. To what? Like, how do you get to that decision to say, oh, he qualifies?
Okay.
Or he doesn't qualify?
I want to simplify that so that a lot of people can understand.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, when throughout the interview, I'll ensure that I use small figures. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to be confused.
Yeah. Ngandlul 10 rand. Yeah.
Look, underestimate, man.
Ngandlul 10 rand. And ngafaga mo 0.5.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Always confuse the enemy. In between, you fag 0.5. Just to confuse you.
Yeah. You know, look, how do you determine whether I qualify for
something? Look, first and foremost, one must be able, I must ensure that you are working or you have a source of income that you'll afford to pay the installment on monthly basis until, if it's a period of 5 years, you need to prove to me that you will be able, you fit enough to pay the installment for the next 5 years.
That's when my payslip comes in.
Yebo.
Right.
As well as the bank statement. And then two, I need to ensure there's something, CV is a good credit score. ITC, when you apply, we send a request to ITC. Check for me. We are qualified. A default out there. Then that is the time where I will know. You qualify or you don't qualify.
Pause it there.
Yeah.
What is this credit score?
The credit score, it's when you, let's say, we are telling Edgar's, you're telling Truest, and then on monthly basis, all these retail shop, what they do, they submit a report, your payment profile.
Everybody in South Africa.
Everybody in South Africa.
No, everybody who has an account with them.
Yebo.
Or an account.
Yes. Once you open an account, you must know good on
monthly
basis. So
if I'm buying cash, it's
fine. You're fine. You save more time cash.
Okay.
Once we use the word cash, it's called it. This conversation is.
But you see, that's my problem because then, you know, when I was in varsity, right? I mean, even when I started working, I hated body clothing accounts, body eating. I've never had a clothing account, only for my sister until she messed it up.
Okay.
Right? And then I shut it down.
Yeah.
But I was told that I needed to have like body account somewhere so that I can build a credit score.
Yeah. Okay.
So that, you know, when I want to buy a car, they told me, oh, no, you don't have any debt.
Okay.
So what is that?
As long as you have a check account, it's fine. They can use that.
A check account?
Yes, check account is very important, you know. You can have a check account.
So I don't have to open a clothing account
to build
my score? No, you
don't have to open a clothing account. No. You must have a check. You know, once you have a check account can establish how you handle your account. Mm-hmm. Using that, we can know that, okay, this guy, we can trust him. We can give him a credit. That is why when you look at the guys who are not working or who are not having a permanent post, we will say we will ask for a 3 months bank statement because it gives us a clear indication if we are able
this
to
guy?
Handle
Where this guy spends money.
Yeah, not necessarily where he spends money, how he's spending it, how he's handling his finances. That's what is important.
But here's my thing is that I'm let's say for me, I'm a contract worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in this industry, we're all contract workers.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know in the next 5 years if I'll still be doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the next 3 months I'll still be doing this show. Mm-hmm. Right? And I have gigs that just come in.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you then determine how I handle my account? Because sometimes when my money comes in from this gig, it needs to cover my 3 months rent.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or it needs to cover my medical aid for the next 3 months. That's how we work.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Based on what you just articulated, it simply means even with whatever that you'll be buying, let's say you are buying a car, we know that you are going to apply the same attitude. We can see that, okay, you are, take for instance, you just mentioned that you are paying your rent for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
ITC is updating that. Right there, in your case, it's quite clear that you are able to pay your bond on time, you know, or in advance. Then it's easy for us to score you. But then if it's the first time, then we'll look at what you are saying. Look, this is business. Business is all about taking risk. We will take a risk that, okay, this guy is able to get a good gig, and that good gig can give him, let's say, more or less a 10 rand, and his car installment is 3 rands, you know?
Yeah.
Then he can be able to hoi 3 rands, you know, paying it in advance. You will be most of the time, people will be responsible enough knowing that this is the type of a job that I do, and the income is not consistent. So if I get in enough money, I can even settle that debt for that matter.
Yeah.
You know? So that's how you play around with this.
Ha! All come lap over one more na hambe team come on with. Yes, hamba nisifundiswa la. You see, I like that. I like how you're breaking it down and what the credit score is. And I think obviously I jumped into your mouth there. You know, when you explain what credit score is, and I want you to explain more about this credit score. Then what is a good credit score and what is a bad credit score?
Look, a good credit
is it like boomer 5, 1 to 10 or what? How does that work?
As slaling in numbers money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slaling in number. Ngoba masi slaling in numbers. Kumi lang niti boomer 549 is a good credit score, and people will go like, and what is that?
Yeah.
So let's make it slaling 5.
Yeah.
Let's say 5. 1 is bad. 5 is excellent. You know.
Yeah.
So if let's say you 5 is excellent, 1 is bad, and once you below 3, then limit of discretion comes in from a management point of view. That is where I come in. Do you give this guy credit or not? I think this guy, look, he can afford to pay, purely for a simple reason. Sometimes people, they default for a whole lot of reasons at a certain period of time in their lives, but they are back in the game, you know. Let's take a risk.
Yeah.
You know, let's give him. He's got 2.
Yeah.
Let's check why, what happened. You had a... You spoke about your sister that he messed up a clothing account.
Hey.
You know? And it was not never. You. It's irrelevant. It was under your name. But then probably it's an Edgar's account. It's something that happened a year back. I mean, you can see, Guti, for a past 12 months, you had a hiccup and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you're back on your feet.
Yeah.
Let's take a risk. Let's not give Okahmo a big credit. Let's just give him a credit, R5.
Yeah.
Then let's run with it. Let's see how he handles that account. Mm-hmm. And then when he handles it better, then we review it. We can increase it to R6, R7. Yeah. That's what we normally do. So, good and bad credit scoring. This is how it works. If Ogutri is guaranteed, you stand a good chance, you will be able to pay through and through.
Yeah.
You know? And then 4 and 5, it's automated. And then 2, that's where credit management comes in. If Ogutri, no, you're out of the question.
Yeah. Look, with the unemployment rate that's obviously happening in this country, I mean, I know I was a victim of it. I know I'm that person who pays things in advance.
Yeah.
For years I've been doing that because of my industry, right?
Yeah.
And I found that when I defaulted for like 2-3 months while I was out of the job and still looking for another job, right? I think I was judged on just those 3 months. And I felt as a consumer, Gucci, but guys, can't you look at where I'm coming from? Mm. I mean, I used to do this. I used to pay for my bond for the whole year in advance. You know, I used to pay for my car whole year in advance. Mm. Like, so why am I being judged on just these 3 months? What does someone in a situation like that do? Do you then say, please don't just look at these 3 months. Look at my history.
Okay, with regards to that, this is very important. I want listeners to pay attention to this. Don't avoid those calls. Make payment arrangement. Sit down with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk to me. I'm a credit controller manager. Yeah. Talk to me that this is what I'm currently going through. We know what is happening currently in South Africa, in the economy of the country. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, the biggest flop, the biggest mistake that they do, they avoid those calls. That is where a lot of people, they are losing their game.
Wait. You see, that's another segment that I want us to talk about. What do I do now?
Yes.
I mean, the call comes in. I want to talk about that. We hang out with Olcam Mulapo, and he's a credit control manager. I've known him since we were kids. He's also an athlete. He's also a radio person. He's also like a film actor, and he's all of them in one. And this guy has got like degrees for days, and I don't know why.
Study.
Yeah, and still studying, and I don't know why he's doing in our industry. But we're gonna be talking to him more after this. And guys, if you've got any questions, send them to me. You know, Edgar Somud would be on Instagram, Edgar Somud would be on Twitter, and hashtag it. The show is called Unleashed on CliffCentral.com.
Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi.
Mulapo.
Yes.
CliffCentral.com.
Yes, it's happening.
Hashtag it.
Uh-huh.
Unleashed with Kagiso Mudupi. Silasi now.
Yebo.
And you schooling us, because you see, I'm one of those old school people, you know, where I internet banking, I took a long time to get into that. You know, Womari WhatsApp, I took a long time to get into that because of fear, right? Because of fear. Look, we fear credit.
Yeah.
But at some point we find ourselves, we are in it now.
Yes.
Because we have to live, we have to survive, right? Yeah. Now, and then there comes a point where, I mean, before the break, we were talking about, you know, you've acquired all these things and then life happens. Mm. unemployment happens.
Yeah.
What do you do? The calls are coming in.
Yeah. Look, it depends what you bought. There's a whole lot of things that you can do. Okay. Mm-hmm. The whole lot of reasons as well that can cause you to run out of cash, not afford to pay the bills and so forth. It can be unemployment, it can be divorce, it can be medical expenses, it can be a loss of income, it can be college cost, it can be an unexpected cost, it can be being poorly insured. You know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
When you find yourself in that position, you having a car, you need to be realistic. Being realistic is very important.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having a car, definitely send for your car. You're having a car, and then you know now that you cannot afford to pay a car. There is nothing wrong taking back that car to the bank, you know, because if you take it to the bank, in one way or the other.
But look at it in this way. That's my way of hustling. You see what I'm saying? Look, one of our biggest issues is you used to hustle. You know, you used to you running around and doing all these things. And the first thing that helps you to hustle is that car. Because if you need it and I'm going to speak for myself.
Yeah.
If I'm needed for an audition for Rosebank, mm-hmm. I need to go and I can't be in taxis and I'm late for that audition. Right. So I don't want to lose my car. I don't want to lose my home because I want my kids to be comfortable. Is there a way, like, how do I handle the calls coming in? Because before we went on break, you were talking about do not avoid the calls.
Yeah.
I want to get into that.
Yeah.
The call comes in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the advice that I hate talking about.
Yeah.
Because you're putting me on a corner, I'll have to talk about it. I don't like talking about it.
Yeah.
There's always an option. Debt cancellors.
Right.
Yes. When you go for debt cancellors, they delay the process. Once you apply for debt cancellors, it's easy for you to tell those people who are calling you, like, look, guys, I've applied for debt cancellors. This is their number. You can contact them.
Yeah.
Debt cancellors will immediately stop those calls from coming through.
Right.
Immediately.
Yeah. You're stressed.
Yes.
Nyasha, yashisa lamko.
Yebo.
Umfake lokushisa wes.
Yebo.
Yeah.
Then it will take some time. Debt cancellors will approve. They'll look at your income. You don't have an income. They will protect you for a certain period of time until you are back on your feet. I don't like people taking that route. You
Why?
Know? Because debt cancellors, they're going to add more stress on you. You know, they're going to take more money from you. You know, it's like, it's more like a loan in a way, indirect.
Yeah.
Even though you don't owe them, but you are paying them. Instead, probably they can, from your salary, from administering the whole thing, they mm-hmm. can take probably 5% from whatever is coming in.
You know? Right.
And then they will negotiate a better rate. Take, for instance, let's say, $5,000 per month.
Yeah.
They can push it to go to $2,000 per month.
Yeah.
You know, but then you must remember something. While under ama debt cancellors, you cannot get a credit anyway.
Right.
Yes. Your life, they can maintain your life.
Yeah.
But you'll never get a credit anyway.
Yeah.
Until you're back on your feet.
And now here I am as a guy who's trying to start a business, right? And mm-hmm. I'm unemployed and I decide, you know what, debt cancellors, sharp. What do I do? You know what? I'm tired of working for somebody. Mm-hmm. And I've always had this idea.
Yeah.
Now I need to start a business. And I need credit for that. But now because Nguma debt cancellors, now I can't go and get a loan from the bank to start my own business.
Yebo.
This is too much.
Yebo. You're not going
to
get it.
So how am I supposed to work around this thing?
No, Pela, you must remember, more often I would advise people that, look, save for that particular business that you want to start.
Yeah.
For a simple reason. If you have your own, not all of us will get e-capital. Capital is a scarce resource. You know, economics, that's what we call it. It's a very scarce resource.
Yeah.
If you cannot find it, you create one for yourself by start saving.
I get that. But I'm saying now let's look at the situation. This is the situation that a lot of people find themselves in. Mm-hmm. We become part of the sausage factory where I'm working. And yes, I've got dreams and ideas, but I've never actually even saved for these dreams and ideas of mine. Right. And then all of a sudden my job is over. In a split second, boom, it's over. I'm starting to get the calls, right? The calls are putting much pressure on me. And I'm saying, okay, whoa, you know what? To avoid these calls, let me go to a credit debt cancellers, mm-hmm. right? Now this new thing kicks in that I've been thinking about at the back of my head, which was my ideas. But now I need capital. So now if I go to the bank and I ask for credit, they can't because I'm going to debt counselor. So you're saying that basically, if I'm going to have a new idea, I'd rather not go to the debt counselors and deal with all these calls that are coming in.
Yes.
And make what? And make arrangements.
Yes. Make payment arrangements with them. Okay. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Remember, once you don't have a source of income.
Yeah.
Take, for instance, in a case when you did not have a source of income.
Yeah.
You knew that.
I had my wife.
Yes. You know, and you have family. That is why it's
no,
important.
My wife was like my source of income. Yeah, I was like, love. Oh, yes, pepper, get money.
Yebo. That is why it's important to establish a good relationship with your family wife. Members, your wife, your friends.
Yeah.
You're going to need them one day. There's a reason why God put us in this world together.
Yeah.
You need each other. You might, when you're up there, you might think you don't need other people.
Yeah.
But you need them.
Yeah.
You know? It's important to establish a good relationship. And then another thing that you must take into consideration, take for instance, in your case, you know it that after a couple of months, 2-3 months, you'll be back on your feet. There's that possibility because of your experience and how you've established yourself.
Yeah.
You know? Take for instance in my case, if manja I would lose Ispani because of my experience, it's not like it's gonna be tough for me to get Ispani there.
Yeah.
Because of my experience and my education, I'm expensive.
Uh-huh.
But I can get umsebenzi. That will keep me going.
Uh-huh.
You know, there are certain accounts that you can afford not to pay. You cannot you can afford not to pay in bad. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can only concentrate good bond now
in your vehicles,
maybe.
Yeah.
You know, and then another thing, it's also important. There are things that we can afford to buy them cash. Another thing, this is the biggest flop that a lot of people bavam guyenza. Ukutkena, once they settle their car and then they want to buy another car, why do that? In this economy, well, no, stick with your old car, stick with your normal vehicle. It's perfect. It's taking you from point A to B. You said you want to go to those interviews. You want to go to those auditions.
Right? Yeah.
And that car can take you there. You don't want to use
a
taxi. And the manja transport is very reliable.
But then the thing is, if you buy an expensive car initially, you know, let's say, I'm not saying this in a bad way. Let's say if you buy a Toyota. A Toyota is a car that's easily fixable.
I'm a reliable. Corner.
Yeah, reliable. Mm. The parts are cheaper to buy and stuff like that, right? But if you've bought like a German machine, that's why they give us that 120 120,000 kilometers warranty or guarantee, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So meaning that after that, it starts giving you problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we are already now being pushed by this 120 that I need to sell the car.
No. Not exactly. Remember, let's say you were paying 5,000. This is where saving comes in.
Ha.
Remember, you were paying 5,000 for this particular PM. You've settled it, which means you have 5,000 that is floating every month. You can afford to pay a maintenance plan. Maintenance plan will be 400-500 rand per month. You get what I mean? And even after it, you've exceeded.
Why don't you start your own company? I mean, Tulip and Tool and Quip and Allied and Ing. Why can't we have a Molapo all come? I mean, there's so much knowledge that you have. Yeah.
That is on the pipeline. Working on that.
Yeah.
There's one thing that
hashtag it.
Yebo. There's one thing that is important that I've highlighted.
Yeah.
If you cannot get the capital, save for it. That is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Save for it.
Another thing. Once, let's say your car is above 200,000. Other insurance out there, they will give you a warranty up to 220,000.
Ah.
Once your car is exceeded 220,000 case, it's fine. No stress. Remember, you still have that 5,000.
That's floating.
That's floating. And don't take that 5,000 yuanza isn't Donga's plan and langa. Take it as if you are still paying that car. I mean, 5,000 is a lot of money.
Saved.
End of the year, you're having 60,000. I don't care what type of a breakdown you come across. You'll handle it very well.
That you'll handle very well.
It won't be a problem.
Okay. So obviously that we've dealt now with savings, right? And I want to go into this thing. Yeah. The calls are coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, I had calls coming in. I had calls coming in, and I felt like some call center agents were pushing for me to make an arrangement. And I said, no, I'll make an arrangement, you know. But the arrangement would be like, no, you have to make the arrangement. How much are you going to be able to pay us at the end of the month?
Yes.
But I said, I don't know. I'm unemployed. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to pay you at the end of the month. Can you afford at least 6,000? And I'm like, I don't know. And I was being genuine and I was being honest, you know. I've even tried to make, I mean, I won't mention names. I've even tried to make arrangements with an insurance company for my life cover, you know. And some of them were not making it easy. Actually, this particular one was not making it easy, and it's green. Nah, I'm just gonna throw it out there.
Okay.
And my life cover ended up lapsing because I wanted to pay in bulk. You know, which, okay, for the next 3 months, can I pay for the next 3 months? They didn't even, didn't have banking details where I should pay. And yeah. I felt like these guys are actually wishing that I lapse on this thing. Because then I've been paying it for so many years.
That was, they were debiting your account.
Yeah.
Okay.
So my question is, what do I do in a situation like that? Where I've been paying this thing for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years.
Okay. That's very simple. You just need to learn to think out of the box.
Yeah.
Look, these guys, they are dealing with debit orders. Insurance generally deal with debit orders.
Yeah.
It's simple. You just open another bank account. Simple bank account. There are bank accounts out there that you can pay 5 rand. I don't want to mention names. I don't want to market to them.
Yeah.
You can pay 5 rand or 11 rand per month.
Mm-hmm.
You just change. You just get another bank account. You open a bank account. You transfer money to that account. You change the banking details with them.
Yeah.
If you say for the next 3 months, you transfer that amount of money that you were planning to pay for the next 3 months to that particular bank account, and they debit that particular account, and it will be only them who are having your banking details. So no one is going to touch your money there.
I don't have the money to transfer.
Okay, not a problem. Even if you don't have the money to transfer, things like your life cover, when things were okay then,
yeah.
Those are the things, particularly in your industry.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you need to think in advance, way ahead.
Yeah.
That's on.
Yeah.
Why? Because if you're going to say, let's say your life cover is 2 rand.
Yeah.
Then make it 24 rands and transfer it to another account and forget about it. Then you're covered for the rest of the year. When everything is going okay, that is when you make these decisions. You don't say, no, I will get another gig. We don't know when another gig is going to come.
Kakso Murupi now, where there's no money to bury
him. We learn. We are hanging out. Sishangi, noun A1. We learn. Simple. It can't be that difficult.
Don't worry. I've got politicians. They'll come to my funeral. They always want publicity. They'll bury me for free. Netta mantu anabayo sala. Dololo. If I died in that period, I promise, if I died in that period, the only people that I was able to pay in advance was eDiscover. The other guys, my other life cover, I'm very upset with them. And because I've been paying them for years, and that thing lapsed. And I was like, but I did everything that I wanted to do right.
Yeah.
But you guys couldn't provide me with just banking details.
Yeah.
Nina Niti, you're just dealing with debit orders.
Let me tell you something.
Ah.
You know, all the rules out there are made to be broken.
Well, they didn't break this one.
Yeah, because you're not smart enough.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, school me.
Yeah, you know, most of the time, listeners must take this, they must listen and listen well.
Mm-hmm.
Try your utmost best not to talk to a consultant, particularly when you're in that kind of a situation. If a consultant, you must remember, this person, Magatiguwe, how much can you afford? It's a skill. The debt collectors and credit controllers,
yeah.
Collectors and all these guys, it's more like a sale skill.
Yeah.
They are selling something to you,
yeah.
You know, even though it's not tangible, it's mm-hmm. already with you.
Mm-hmm.
Collecting, it's a skill.
Yeah.
So when you talk to them, that is why if you listen attentively, when they talk to you,
yeah.
They will keep on saying, okay, they want you to agree. Remember, the call is recorded.
Yeah, yeah.
They push you.
Yeah, a little bit, okay.
Yes, okay. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you
and
say
you keep
yes.
Saying yes. Yeah.
When you say yes, you're agreeing to what they are saying. Even though you don't know.
So when
not
you
agreeing.
Get to court and they play you the tape,
you agree.
Yes.
Yebo.
Yes.
Yebo. Then you really need to be smart.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to say, look, guys, I can't talk right now. And can I have an email address or can you drop me an email? Send
yeah.
me an email with regards to this. Start to communicate with them via emails.
Yeah.
You put them under pressure. You are having something in black and white. Because
yeah.
you must remember, mm. when you are talking to someone, doing an underwriting or whatsoever, that call is recorded
yeah.
for their own protection. You don't have a copy.
Yeah.
You don't have
a copy.
Yeah,
and they
must,
always say you can come back.
Yes.
And
when
copy,
you
yeah.
request that copy, there can be a whole lot of excuses that it's lost or whatever.
Yeah.
The system, the server has crashed and so forth.
Yeah.
It's best when you send emails. Communicate with emails. It's the best thing to do. You can do that while you are in the car at home, watching
your
TV.
Phone.
On exactly.
Yeah.
And then you can send an email to someone.
But
else.
Now you're unemployed. You have no data.
Ah, bye. The Wi-Fi is all over. You ask me to hotspot you. Don't
yeah.
act like you don't know this thing.
I
you
know.
Go to library.
Yeah.
There's always a free Wi-Fi. You go to some restaurants.
There's
and then there's always
Wi-Fi.
100 megabytes for
but
free.
But for me to
you
sit at the restaurant
you walk,
and get Wi-Fi, I must buy food.
No, you don't have to. You sit outside, you register once, and then you lock. That's it. You can log in. It can't be that difficult.
You are a hustler yourself.
Yeah. Then when you are in that situation,
yeah,
then that is where your hustlership must come out.
Yeah.
You hustle,
you're
papa.
Hustling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ungavumi ukwela phansi. Refuse.
Yeah.
Noma kungabanzima kanjani, refuse. Ungatatazeli.
Yeah.
Irrespectively of what is happening in the country, irrespectively of your condition, refuse ukwela phansi. Refuse. Raharaha.
Yeah.
Raharaha, baba.
Yeah.
Ungavumi.
Phela bathi inkomo ukukhishwa le raharaha.
Yeah. Straight.
Yeah. If I raharaha,
for the mere fact that you're still alive, it means there's still an opportunity for you out there.
Yeah.
My belief is that when we die, we don't die because we're supposed to die. We die because when God looks at you, he cannot see another opportunity for you. He does not have a reason to keep you. So as long as usaphila, when he looks at you, there are endless opportunities
for you.
Just think out of the box. It's simple.
Out of the box.
Kunzima, I know all of us we're going through this.
Yeah.
But pusha, baba.
Yeah.
Pusha.
Kula unkulunkulu athi yazini. This is it.
You know, ulala kanjani izinto zingahambi, right? Uyiphuza kanjani ibhiya izinto zingahambi, right?
Yeah.
Ukruva kanjani izinto zingahambi, right? Uyithenga kanjani leya chine to rise into zingahambi, right? No, you can't do that. Udla kanjani restaurant? Uyidla kanjani inyama izinto zingahambi, right?
Hallelujah.
Azihambi right izinto mos. No, it's stick to the basics.
And the congregation said amen.
Amen. Amen.
All come Mulapo. We're hanging out with him, man, and he's talking to us about credit. I actually don't even want to go to an ad break. I want to have these conversations with you. Now, when we're talking about credit, you've schooled us about what credit is, what credit score is, how to handle the guys calling in and stuff like that. Mm. Now, advise us in what would help us avoid these situations.
Okay, one.
Kusesemnandi.
Yeah. One, it's important to have a budget. It's important to plan.
Yeah.
That's very, very important. If you don't plan, it means you're planning to fail.
Yeah.
It cannot be that difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's simple. You must know who you're owing out there.
Yeah.
And how much you must pay. It's very important. And pay your bills on time.
Yeah.
Every month. You must remember, if you're paying, you have a installment SAPM, it's 5 rand.
Yeah.
Once you skip 1 month, then you must know that the following month you must pay 10.
Yeah. And credit score yakuyayehla.
Yebo. It makes you a slow payer.
Yeah.
Okay. Create a monthly bill payment calendar. No, all write them down. Mm-hmm. It's very important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, producer yakho Vanessa.
Yeah.
Sometimes akabhali.
Yeah.
Sometimes in Misa is it. Ah, sorry, I forgot.
Yeah.
Ngoba akabhali. Hey, bala pasi, bala. Bala pasi.
Yeah.
Make a list of minimum payments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
Decide which debt to pay off first. There are certain debts. There are those debts that come with a massive interest.
Yeah.
Try to nail them as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah.
And then if you are paying your clothing account, bafuna 200 rand.
Yeah.
Don't pay 500. No, just pay that 200 rand. Because I know interest. Tata that 300 rand. Faka kule ene interest.
Yeah.
So that it can reduce the interest. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Pay off. It happens. Kuti baye bag handa over. Probably you were behind my collection fees for 3 months. You were not working.
Yeah.
Pay those collection fees as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, stick to your monthly budget. It's very important. You know, recognize the signs that now you are creeping into debts.
Yeah.
Quickly recognize that.
Yeah.
Stop eating a McDonald's. Stop eating guma restaurant. That 50 rand can make a difference. Listen to this and listen well.
Here it
comes.
Yeah.
No, let's be honest.
Yeah.
No, skule, sidla isiphuzithi elimnyama, sidla isinkwa, sometimes singa napata.
Yeah.
Ushukela singatheli omningi. We've even learned, most of us now, we are drinking a coffee elingana shukela. No, this thing, it's a skill.
Sikule,
sidala. Namkanje sithi, no, asifuni ukugula, si avoid that. No, hey, it's a skill as cool as revert to that
stash water.
Stash water, baba. And you know the nice thing about it, mosha stash water. Awubhalo la ebusweni mawuhamba
ukuthi stash water.
No, umuntu odlile nongadlanga akabhalo ukudla ora kadlanga. Odle McDonald's nodlisinkwa akabhalo ukuthi udle McDonald's ora udle isinkwa. It makes no difference. You know your situation, be real about it. Amachita makufunela, let's go out. No, guys, angeke ngikhona to go out this weekend. I'm kind of busy.
Yeah.
No, come up with an excuse. Kutibakushiye.
Come up with an excuse to save money.
Be honest with your girlfriend. Be honest with your wife.
Yeah.
Ungasoloki uthi kena makati Friday, every Friday we go out for our meals. No, close that DSTV. You don't need it.
Mm.
I mean, it's 800 premium. Why you funuk babu premium?
Yeah.
I ako na ma channel free la. Stick to those channels. You don't need TV after all. Ngoba nanoma uyibukele aw uyibukeli. You're thinking of lama calls good. How are you going to make? Then you don't need TV. It's simple, common sense.
Yeah, you're struggling.
You're struggling. Yeah. You can't focus.
You are watching Generations, but you are not.
You're not.
Yeah.
you know, physically you're there, but mentally you're somewhere else.
Yeah.
Then you might as well switch off that DSTV.
Yeah.
But really, all over the world, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You'll bounce back. It's okay. Yeah. And it's a lesson. Don't lose a lesson when you're going through that.
Yeah.
It's very important. When you're going through a situation, irrespectively how atrocious the situation can be, make sure that you don't lose the lesson.
Yeah.
Mo pumak that situation, say, hold on. Azang insebenzel indaba yevrpa.
Yeah.
No, let me drop the standard.
Yeah.
Bazo kuluma. Then, that time, the very same people, beba kuluma, they did not buy you any McDonald's.
Yeah.
They did not buy your rent. They did not pay your bills. They did not pay your pawn.
Yeah.
So why worry about them?
Yeah.
They did nothing for you when you were down and
so
out.
So learn from that.
And say, you know what? Abanta banginzeli next. So from this point going forward, I'm going to live my life according to my standard. It ends there. I'm not going to impress anyone out there. It's not helping me. Uzo travel every papa. Wow, this is a nice car. It ends. Ipelela good nice.
Yeah.
It's not paying your bills.
So be aware. Be aware of what you're spending your money on.
Yebo. And all of us, we know when we start to lose the grip of our finance. We know it.
Yeah.
You know, a simple account, once you say, nizaibona, you must know, gutigena papa. Smell the coffee before it's too late.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this situation, it will catch you with your pants down.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. You better smell the coffee while it's still early. Once you skip a simple day, 300 rand.
Here's my question. Konale 99 rand. It never goes away. What is that 99 rand thing? It never goes away. Now that
Papa,
you're saying that.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's very important. Listen, everyone.
Because you said even 50 rand counts.
Yes.
There's this 99 rand in my account. It keeps going. Like, even if I can change the account number,
good.
It's still there.
I'm happy that you've mentioned that 99
rand.
Listeners, listen well and listen very, very attentively.
Yeah.
Guys, it's very important that on a monthly basis you check your bank statement.
Yeah.
That 99 rand is not valid. You know why they're debiting that 99 rand?
Mm.
A lot of people out there, they don't check their bank statements. One, two, these guys are very smart. You don't have anything with them.
Yeah.
What they do, they submit a debit order in your account of 99 rand.
Yeah.
Most, if not all the banks, they start to send an SMS notification only if a debit order starts from 100 rands.
Ah.
Yebo. Once you call those guys, immediately they will refund you. I know it's very difficult to get a hold of them as well.
Yeah. But do I then keep calling every month?
No, you block them. No, let me not say block them. You reverse that. Okay? It irritates. Once you reverse it with a couple of banks, for 3 months, they won't be able to debit your account. Then they will try again after 3 months.
Yeah.
It's a fraud thing that is going out there. A lot of people, they know. Listen, when I started my career, Bank7's an insurance company.
But why is my bank allowing this?
It does not have a right to stop people from debiting. What if it's your life cover?
Ah.
What if it's your life
cover? But if I go to my bank and I say, this is fraudulent, because I trust my bank.
Yes.
For it to, if I tell them, Gucci, this is fraudulent.
Yes.
It comes from the same people.
Yes.
So if I told them once, why are they allowing it? Isn't there a way that they can block this thing?
Their system allows them to block it for 3 months. Then, these guys who are debiting your account, if you can go back, they always change their reference number.
Yeah.
You must remember, they are able to block that particular debit through a reference number.
Uh-huh.
If a reference number is Kahmo 1.
Yeah.
And then once you go to the bank and say, stop these guys, they will stop. The system will stop Kahmo 1.
Yeah.
And then 3 months down the line, they will change Kahmo 2. Then the system of the bank won't recognize Kahmo 2.
Yeah.
That's why it's a problem. You go back and you check that. The reference.
Every 3 months, I must go back to the
bank. It's just a lot
bank.
Of numbers. Yeah. Reference numbers. They're just playing with numbers. So it's important for each and everyone out there to go and make sure that you check your bank statement. Look, it's better to lose 5 rand to reverse that debit order than to lose that 99 rands.
Hmm.
Can't be that difficult.
Hey, all come up. Yeah, ish, we're running out of time. But hey, zimnandi lezi
ntuku. Ziyashisa papa.
Ziyashisa malume.
Into ezi-important ezi-affecting impilo zethu.
Yeah,
ziyayaffecta.
Because he knew good idea.
Baba, imali it's our life. That is why when you go to a company for an interview,
yeah,
maba interview about how much do you want. In simpler words, but again, we can give you 5 rand for your time, and your time is your life.
Yeah.
So imali it's important. You must understand something. Your money represents your life.
Yeah.
So don't just go out there, allow anyone else to mess up with your money. It's very important. Even yourself, don't spend your money anyhow. Your money is your life.
Yeah.
Simple. It can't be that difficult.
Because you've worked for it. It's
you've
your time.
You've worked. It's your time. Papa, you know what? Yabona, as we are having this, this is going, it's only going to happen once. This day, Yanamhlanje, will never be to 11th ga October, gone.
Yeah.
And not, Zaka 2018, aseko, papa. And eba hambile, ababuye, eba shonile, abasabuye.
Yeah.
So time, it's everything. We must use it wisely.
Yeah.
So that 5 rand, you'd rather lose that 5 rand than to lose that 99 rand.
Nazo, time is money, and we are running out of time, so which means that we are running out of money.
Yeah, bo. We don't have enough money to buy more. Eh. That's it.
Alka Mulapo, where do we find you on social media?
Alka Mulapo. There's only one Alka Mulapo in the world, in the entire world. Once you type Alka Mulapo,
from
be it Instagram, be it Twitter, be it, it's only one Alka.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I love India about
my name.
I've double checked that guy a million times.
Yeah.
There's only one Alka in the world.
Swag. The one and only Alka Mulapo in the world has been here in the building. It's been a pleasure having you, my brother. I think we need to have you back so that we can have more of these conversations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what I liked about this interview is that we didn't just talk about money, but we also became very influential and very motivational as well.
Yeah.
Especially for the people who are going through something.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people who are going through something.
Absolutely.
I was one of them. And I mean, maybe I'm learning.
Most of us went through that, yeah.
Yeah. Next time, you know, when that happens, what is it exactly that I need to do?
Yes.
But not just even the people who are not going through something.
Yes.
You've learned a lot from this, like myself. So, you know, the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi. Every Wednesday, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., right here on cliffcentral.com. Catch the podcast, and it's also on cliffcentral.com. Or Kamulapu, if it's not Wednesday, what do we call it?
It's Wednesday.
Nazo!
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on cliffcentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
This is cliffcentral.com.